Welcome to another American Road podcast with your co-hosts, Thomas and Becky Rapp, publishers of the American Road magazine. My name is Foster Brown. In our last conversation, Thomas and Becky were visiting the far northwest of the United States on the trail of the elusive Bigfoot. In this podcast, they are headed for the extreme opposite, both in terms of the country and the object of their quest. Today, Thomas and Becky are interviewing a mermaid in the extreme southeast part of the country. Here is Thomas as he introduces our guest, Barbara Wentz, one of the original mermaids at Wekiwatchee Springs, Florida.
Wekiwatchee Springs is a place a lot of people are very familiar with it, even though they might not know exactly where it is.
It's an hour north of Tampa, and it's at the crossroads of U.S. 19 and State Road 50.
There you go. And Wekiwatchee Springs is the place where, for decades, the girls, you've seen them, sometimes you see them on different television shows.
Yes.
They put the tails on, and they perform these wonderful underwater ballets, as mermaids. Barbara has been doing this. She started her career, years and years ago, and recently she's come back with a group of other former mermaids, and they are doing basically what amounts to a retired mermaid show. It's grown wildly popular down there. Okay, Barbara, Wekiwatchee Springs. It opened on October 13th of 1947.
Yes, it did.
Can you tell us a little bit of the history about the place, just so our readers can kind of dip their toes in that kind of history?
Well, Wekiwatchee has an amphitheater that's submerged in High Magnitude Spring, which we have several in Florida. It's a crevice or a boil or the head of a spring that puts out 168 million gallons of fresh water a day. And Newt Perry in 1947 had the concept of bringing in a Navy diving hose that he, working off compressed air that he designed, and putting girls underwater to perform basically ballet underwater. So I say that we interpret stage plays underwater.
Now, Newt Perry, you've called him a gill man before, I know. And he did a number of things. He was involved with the filming of the Creature from the Black Lagoon, is that correct?
Yes, very much so. A lot of that was filmed in Wakulla. He just was an underwater man. His daughter has just given us so much history other than just Wekiwatchee, but he taught swimming up at Florida State, and they practiced at Wakulla, and he had girls swim under the boats, the glass bottom boats, and then his concept of an underwater show came through and true at Wekiwatchee in 1947, and what he went on to do even after that with Silver Springs and bringing in movies to Florida, he helped with the Tarzans, and like you said, his air hose was what the creature and the girl would breathe on when they went down 50 feet. When the creature was dragging the girl down into the spring, Newt Perry was down there with the air for them to breathe on once they had pulled.
See, that just fascinates me, because
that is something.
I'm lucky if I can get in and out of a bathtub without incident. And a fellow who comes up with this air hose things that permits this marvelous underwater ballet. Barbara, when did you start your career at Wekiwatchee as a mermaid?
I actually saw it when I was 13, and that was in my 7th grade, and then in my senior year I applied and they hired me, and I drove over. I went to Florida from center of the state, and I drove over every weekend until I graduated from high school, and I moved on grounds, and I swam in the late 60s and then the early 70s, and then came back in 97 as a former mermaid performing for the 50th year reunion. They asked some of us alumni to perform, and we were such a hit because at our ages we were doing what we did at 19, and so we choreograph our own shows and bring back the history of Wekiwatchee. So
that's
it's pretty cool, really.
You were a trained athlete? Is that how you got into
this? No, I'm just a water person. I did grow up in Florida in the spring, so I had been to almost every spring in Florida playing all summer. And when we motored over to this wayside attraction or roadside attraction, and I walked in that theater, and it was like they're getting paid to do what I do for fun. I was pretty set. That's what I was going to do the rest of my life.
I need to share this with Foster. I've talked to Barbara before, and the folks down at Wekiwatchee, when you ask them, who is the mermaid, that best typifies Wekiwatchee, they say Barbara. They actually, down there, they have a phrase, they say Barbara is mermaid to the core.
Oh, that's That's so nice. That's I worked very hard for that.
What are some of the routines that, you perform in this your present mermaid show?
Well, what we do is, like I said, we bring back the history of Weekiwachi. We are swimming ballet to choreographed numbers, and one of the first, Weekiwachi was just a demonstration show, meaning no music or anything, from 47 to 61, and one of the first choreographed costumes to music was Belle of the Ball. It's an instrumental, and I'm not exactly Chikonsky or somebody who did that, but... So we present music like that. One of our first numbers in our new show is Belle of the Ball. But Weekiwachi has always been known for eating and drinking underwater and the deep dive and ballet. And so the show that my girls do, we range from 51 to 76. So we cover from 1951 to about 85. So at that time, Weekiwachi was at its peak. And when I swam, there was Snow White, Wizard of Oz, Peter Pan, Underwater Follies. The show that I saw in 1963, people were walking on tight ropes and they were riding surreys underwater. And it wasn't always just a mermaid tale
now
underwater.
There's Weekiwachi also has a history of bananas.
Yes, very much so.
The bananas.
When you bite a banana, if you don't get to finish the bite, you can actually kind of like stick it to the roof of your mouth. It's one of the safer things to eat. The current girls eat apples.
And how far underwater are you eating these bananas?
About 15 feet.
I could not eat a banana 15 feet underwater.
I challenge you. I bet you could.
Oh, I don't know. My bathtub's not that deep.
we're talking with Barbara Wins, who's mermaid to the core, we understand, at Weekiwachi, Florida. Tell me exactly how you went about breathing down there.
Slow process. It's a little bit different than what people do on scuba, which is on command. When you breathe in, you get an air. This is a free-flowing air, kind of if you can picture your garden hose,
yeah.
And it's free-flowing with water. Well, it's free-flowing with air, and at the tip, meaning the closest to your mouth, is a small valve that you can use your fingers to turn up and lower the pressure you want, and it's got a very soft tip on the end. So if you inhale, you can bite it down to exhale, or you can take it out of your mouth to turn it off. So you can adjust the pressure to what
if
you're comfortable. And we're using our lungs for buoyancy, just like in scuba, the BC, the buoyancy control device, helps you go up or down or stay neutral. We do this with our lungs.
Oh my! The breath control must be remarkable. How did you learn this?
Well, you do. It's a slow process. You do learn that, like you have to stay mid-water. So if the show at that point is at 15 feet or 25 feet or 30 feet, you have to stay at that level. And it's just a very slow, wonderful process of learning how to breathe on this air hose. And since it's the only place like it in the world, it's unique to that, too. And then you perform this ballet while doing that. So each step is a slow progression of that. Basically, whenever you take in a breath of air, you let half of it out because you want to stay at neutral buoyancy.
Amazing.
If you take too much, you rise. If you let too much out, you sink. So you're learning to get just the right amount of air to stay in one place.
And all this while wearing a tail. What are those tails weigh?
Nothing. Right now, they have been made from different things. Some people have come in with some really fancy products, but most of ours now are made of Lycra, which it's really bathing suit material with a heavy lining and a really large marine-type zipper. Some of them are made without zippers, but for the show, they're made with a zipper for a safety factor. And so probably on a scale, it wouldn't weigh much more than two bathing suits put together just because it's so long.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing before we have to wrap up is we heard that at one point, Weekiwachi almost had to close.
Well, it has its politics. It truly does. It is now a protected waterway, as all water, fresh water is now. It's a protected waterway in Florida with the state of Florida owning the land, and we are one of the last roadside attractions. It's basically a kiosk of mermaid tales in the middle of a protected waterway. So it does have its political issues. It is a small wayside attraction, which gets less traffic now that Disney gets all of the traffic. And when I swam, we were like one of the you have to see.
Oh, of course, yes.
And that's led to Save Our Tails.
We need to talk
about Save Our Tails.
Come see
us. Yes.
Can you tell us about Save Our Tails really quickly?
Well, it was a campaign that was started, but in the sense of a nonprofit campaign. But since we are a for-profit attraction, the Save the Tales is more meaning do come see us. I mean, we still have a fund that people can donate to, but we don't have the large Save the Tale campaign in the sense of that it started out a couple of years ago, but it is still, that is our motto, save our tails, come see the attraction. You know, we've had local businesses
Wonderful.
Donate wood for sidewalks and things like that.
Can I ask then, could you tell us, for people who are in that area, some key things about getting to you?
Well, we're exactly 83 miles straight across Highway 50, where 50 is the main intersection into Orlando, and then you go a little south to Kissimmee for Disney. So we're about 83 miles west of Disney. We're on the very end of the coast. If you go back 4 miles, Highway 50, which comes out of Orlando, dead ends into the Gulf of Mexico. And then Highway 19 runs north and south up from Tallahassee all the way down to, like, say, Fort Myers, or runs through the state. So it's a very large intersection on the very west coast of Florida. It's 19 and 50 on just on the west side of Florida.
And just a must-see attraction. I mean,
it is. I agree. Thank you very much.
I mean, a legendary attraction. Where else are you going to see live mermaids?
I've got to see it.
I mean, you do.
Just...
You have to go. Get your Bermudas and head down there.
Please come see us, too. Okay?
We will.
I think you'll be impressed.
Oh, we'll see you soon.
We have to make sure it's on a day you're performing, though, Barbara.
Yes, we do.
Oh, that's so kind. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. You take care.
We hope you've enjoyed this interview with Thomas and Becky Rep with another special guest. Join us again soon when we bring the pages of American Road Magazine to life with more interviews of the colorful characters Thomas and Becky have met while they traveled America's two-lane highways. Don't forget to check out the rest of our website for more information about the quarterly magazine, its contributing authors, the travel forums, webcasts, the magazine trading post, and so much more at www.AmericanRoadMagazine.com. For Thomas and Becky, this is Foster Brown reminding you that the joy of the journey is in the people you meet along the way.